So the topic is Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach, and sort of every time I look at it, more ideas sort of spring up. And we think of Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach as being some little sniff or prod or detail in the world of halacha, and I think it's probably much more significant, and there's much more for us to understand and to learn. Let's start with the following hypothetical, which could happen to any one of us, although less so for me now. You have a work colleague, lovely, lovely guy, and he's looking for something religiously. And as you talk to him, it becomes clear that he's really, really interested in leading some kind of religious life. Now, we were all brought up in a world in which obviously you're supposed to stop converts or people who want to convert. Whether that's really true or not, it's not our issue. But the question is, if a guy, is coming to you and asking you for guidance and he's sincere and he cares, what do you do with such a person? So I think, our instinct is it's all or nothing, meaning either this guy wants to become a Ger Tzedek and, wants to go through the process and become religious, or okay, he is who he is, nothing you could do about it. But Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach is a real thing. And as we'll see mostly in the Rambam, not surprisingly, the Rambam is the only one who ever wrote halachos of Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach. But as we'll see in the Rambam, it might be something much more significant than just, obeying seven commandments. Or asked a different way. Let's ask it a different way. Is Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach the same seven mitzvahs that we have? And then at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe 606 more, and so we got to 613. Or are there two completely different approaches to Avodas Hashem? One that's given to Bnei Noach, and one that's given to us. And they don't interact at all. They're two separate approaches. That's what we want to explore today. Now, there's one Gemara that serves as the source of the concept of Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Let me pull up the sheet. It's source number one. If I get this to open up, okay, I think there it is. Excellent. The problem with source number one is it's not what you think it would be. And by that I mean, well, if the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach, so where would they be? They would be in this week's parsha. That's what I would have thought. But the Gemara uses a pasuk in last week's parsha, before there was a Noach at all, which doesn't bother us, but it uses the pasuk in last week's parsha that I think if we read that pasuk 50 times, we wouldn't see it. This is a classic asmachta, if you ask me, where the Gemara knew the answer already and found a source for it. Here goes. Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Sheva mitzvot nistavu b'nei Noach were commanded in seven mitzvot. Dinim, Birchas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Gezel, Ve'evre Min Achai. We'll stop here just to make sure we understand them all. The way I learned it, and the easiest way to remember it for me is the big three, right? Gilu Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. And then Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Aleph, Ever Min Achai, Bet, Birkas Hashem, Gimel, Gezel, Dalet, Dinim. Okay? Very briefly, we know, Gilu Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, we know. Aver min achai, eating a bone or meat or part of an animal that's still alive. Bet, Birkat Hashem. Birkat Hashem may be some, it technically is the opposite of the way it sounds, right? It's Lashon Sagi Nahar. It's cursing God, right? We try not to say those words, so we say Birkat Hashem. But there may be something broader about acceptance of God. Okay, that's bet. Gimel is gezel. Gezel, so that is not just monetary theft, kidnapping, all things associated with that are gezel. And dalet dinim. broadly speaking, dinim are civil law. We'll come to a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in a few minutes, but broadly speaking, that's the list. Now, what's interesting about the Gemara, and I don't really have an explanation, is the source. Minani, Mili, ask Gemara, how do you know there are Zion, Mrs. Bnei Noach? Rav Yochanan, the Amar Kra, Pasuk in last week's Parsha, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'adam Lemor, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochel, Umeitz Hachayim Tovara, Meitz Hadas Tovara, Lo Tochal, etc., etc. Read it again. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'adam Lemor, God commanded Adam, saying, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Tochel, you may or must eat from all the trees in the garden. Okay, no one's finding Zion Mitzvah Bnei Noach in there. But very quickly, let's just look at the Limudim. Vayitzav, Elu Hadinim. Okay, the Gemara says the word Vayitzav really means establishing courts. V'cheinu amaki daftu manashe yitzavet banav v'epnei b'tol acharav, right, v'shamru derech Hashem lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. The name Hashem, zo birkat Hashem. V'cheinu amar, etc. V'nokev shem Hashem mot yumat, Elokim zo avodah zara v'cheinu omer, etc., etc. We don't have to read the whole Gemara. Just go to the end. Mikol eitz hagan v'lo gezel achol tochel v'lo eiver min achai. So one question that everybody asks is, like, why in the world is this the pasuk? And again, we call it Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, but in the Gemara they were given to Adam. And the third question, which I think is the strongest, is how could there have been a pasuk that teaches the Isser of Eiver Min Achai given to people who by law were vegetarians? Adam HaRishon and his wife and all animals were vegetarians by law and by their nature. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created us as vegetarians. It's only after the Mabul, in this week's parsha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we can now eat meat. So it's strange. So Tosfos has a technical answer. Tosfos says, no, Adam couldn't slaughter animals, but he could eat animals that died on their own. Okay, either way, the source of Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach being a pasuk in Bereishis given to Adam HaRishon is a little strange. But okay, there you have it. It's more of a proof that they couldn't find a better source. Then you look in this week's parsha. This week's parsha has a prohibition on murder. It certainly has a prohibition on Eiver Min Achai. It's given in this week. But it's probably hard to find a source for murder and for Gilu Arayas and things like that. Hard to know. Anyway, that is the source. There is, to be clear, there is a bit of a machlokas in the Gemara what the seven are. But it is accepted by everybody that the seven are the ones that we just discussed. The big three, Eiver Min Achai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim. Okay. Almost all the halachos that we're going to look at and almost all the ideas we're going to have today are from the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Again, the idea of Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not in any of the classic Sfarim. It's all in Perek Chet, Perek Tet, and Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim. And it's fascinating. So let's start as follows. Source number two, says the Rambam, Al shisha dvarim nitztava Adam HaRishon. Right, the Rambam, based on the Gemara in source number one, says, Adam HaRishon got six prohibitions. Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Gilu Arayos, Gezel, and Dinim. Okay, obviously the Rambam leaves out Eiver Min Achai for the reasons we discussed. It doesn't make sense that such a prohibition was given to vegetarians. Now the Rambam says, Afal pi shekulan hein kabbalah biyodeinu mimoshe rabbeinu. First of all, each of these prohibitions was later given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. In addition, vadat notelahen. They're kind of moral issues. You know, most moral people probably avoid Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah. The Rambam thought that was a moral issue, etc. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, Michlal divrei Torah yera'eh shal elu nitztaveh. Even though you could have figured these out on your own, they were commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we'll see in a few minutes, that's very, very important. Okay, so these six things were given to Adam HaRishon. Hosif l'noach eiver min achai, shenema, the pasuk in this week's parsha, ach basar b'nafsho damo lo tochelu, nimtzu'u sheva mitzvot. Okay, so it seems like, you know, Adam Arishon had a bad PR department, because there could have been, you know, six were given to him, but the seventh was only given in this week's parsha to Noach, that's Eber min Achai. So it became known, for whatever reason, as the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Almost certainly the reason is that, for whatever reason, we don't call anybody B'nei Adam. Right? B'nei Adam are like humans, but there are Jews, and there's B'nei Noach. B'nei Noach became the term that describes Gentiles. Okay, but here it gets really interesting. So there are seven Mitzvos B'nei Noach. V'chein haya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Okay, for 10 generations, there were seven mitzvos. What happened then? Ba Avraham v'nitztava yeser aleilu b'mila. In next week's parsha, Avraham Avinu gets number 8. That's bris mila. V'hu hispal al shacharis. I don't know if it gets counted or not, but in addition, maybe number 9 is shacharis. V'yitzchak hifrish maiser. Yitzchak did another mitzvah, that's maiserisho, maybe that's number 10. V'hosif tfila acheret lifnor hayom. Ani daven mincha. Maybe that's number 11. V'yakov hosif gid hanoshe. Yaakov, as we know, the pasuk says, al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as gid hanoshe ad hayom hazeh. Why? Because the malach touched Yaakov in the gid hanoshe and injured him there. In addition, v'hispalel arvit. Maybe we're now up to 12. Now a strange line in the Rambam. U'bimitzrayim nitztava amram b'mitzvot yiterot. And Amram, Moshe's father, got additional mitzvot in Mitzrayim. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlema Torah al yado. Until Moshe came and the Torah was completed. What's the sense you get in terms of the development of the Torah? So I'll tell you, for me, the simplest reading is, I don't know, there were 13 mitzvos given along the way, and Moshe Rabbeinu got 600 additional ones, and the Torah was completed on Har Sinai. The Torah was completed on Har Sinai, but it wasn't given exclusively on Har Sinai, because seven had been given earlier, and then Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and et cetera, et cetera. It seems to me that's a simple reading of the Rambam. The problem is, this simple reading of the Rambam is in direct contradiction to another Rambam, and it's a Rambam that really doubles down on itself, and where the Rambam sort of pounds away at you about how significant this issue is. That's the Rambam in source number 3 in the Perash HaMishnayos on the Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah in Chulin discusses the Isser of Gid Hanasha, and shockingly, the Mishnah has a machlokes tanaim about when the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha was given. So each of us wants to say, what do you mean there's a machlokes when it was given? It's a pasuk in Vayishlach. I think it's Vayishlach, right? And the pasuk says, al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanasha ad hayom hazeh. So doesn't that sound like beginning at the time of Yaakov Avinu, he and his children and all of their descendants never ate the Gid Hanasha? So the other sheet is, no, it's not true. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, when he dictated the Torah, so he dictated the story of Yaakov fighting with the Malachim, with the Malach of Esav, and then God said to Moshe, put in the following line, Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanasha. But Yaakov and his sons, they ate the Gid Hanasha. They didn't know about this halacha. Later on, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this halacha to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, he told him to put the pasuk back in Bereishis so that it would make sense in its historic context. And now the Rambam, based on the Mishnah, says the following. V'sim libcha liklal ha-gadol hazeh ha-muva b'mishnah zo. Pay close attention to this rule. V'hu amaram mi-sinai ne'esar. And that is that the prohibition of Gid Hanasha and all other mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. V'hu. She'atot tzarich ladat. Now here the Rambam is like begging us to pay attention, right? Sim libcha liklal gadol hazeh, Atat tzarich ladat. What do we have to know? Shekol ma she'anu nizharim mimenu, o osim oto hayom. Anything we do or refrain from doing today, ein anu osim zot ela mipnei tzivui Hashem al yidei Moshe. There's only one reason why we do any mitzvos or we refrain from doing any mitzvos, and that is because God commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo mipnei she'Hashem tzivah b'kach l'nevi'im she'kadmuhu. Not because God spoke that way or gave the mitzvah to any prior nevi'im. Dugma l'kach, he says. Here's us. Ein anu ochlim eiver min achai. Lo mipnei she'Hashem asar al b'nei noach eiver min achai. Says the Rambam, we don't refrain from eating eiver min achai because God told the Gentiles to not eat it. Ela mipnei she'Moshe asar aleinu eiver min achai. We refrain from eating Eiver Min HaChai because Moshe Rabbeinu got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at our Sinai. Not for historical reasons. More significantly, V'chein, ein anu malim biglal she'Avraham malet atzmo v'anshei beito. We don't do Bris Milah because Avram Avinu did Bris Milah. Ela mipnei she'Hashem tzivanu a'idei Moshe lihimol. Kimo Shemal Avraham Alav Shalom. No, it's significant that Avram Avinu gave Yitzchak a bris. We make a bracha lachniso bevriso shel Avram Avinu. But the Rambam says that's not the halachic reason. The halachic reason is because God told us to do so at Har Sinai. V'chein gid hanasheh. Ein anu nimshachim bo acharei isur Yaakov Avinu. It's not because of Yaakov. Ela tzivui Moshe Rabbeinu. How does the Rambam know this? Because the Gemara says, "Halo tira amram sheish meotu shlosh esrei mitzvot nemru lo lemoshem b'sinai v'chol eila michlal ha-mitzvot." Says the Rambam, and he says it in many places, and he really believes it, that every single one of the 613 mitzvot we observe or because God gave them to Moshe at Har Sinai. It's true, God gave Avram Avinu the mitzvah of Milah. And perhaps it's true that Yaakov did need Gid Hanasha. And it's certainly true that B'nai Noach didn't need Avram and Achai. But says the Rambam, that's not why we don't do it. We don't do it because God commanded us at Har Sinai. Now, what about the Rambam that talks about sort of the development of Halacha as if God completed the Torah at Har Sinai, but mitzvahs were given before? I think the answer is obvious. The Rambam is saying historically, God started interacting us with us really at the beginning of Bereishis. It wasn't at Har Sinai. There were mitzvos before, but they're interesting historically. Meaning when you do a Bris Milah, of course it's meaningful that you're continuing a tradition that started with Avram Avinu. But that's historical background. Of course it matters if you don't eat a Gid Hanasha that, you know, we do it because Yaakov Avinu injured his Gid Hanasha. But that's not halachic. That's historic. That's emotional. That's meaningful to us. But the Rambam is it's so important to the Rambam that the Torah have been given through Moshe Rabbeinu. If it didn't come through Moshe Rabbeinu, it's interesting. It's valuable. It may be emotionally powerful, maybe historic, but it's not halachic. All the reason for all 613 mitzvahs for the Rambam is because God gave them to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So, in this telling, the seven mitzvahs that were given to Bnei Noach were later on given to us as well, as if by coincidence. The seven happened to have also been given at Har Sinai, but for the Rambam, it doesn't matter for us Jews that there are Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach. What matters for us Jews is that we got Taryag mitzvahs at Har Sinai. Okay, with that as background, let's go back to the question we started with. Let's say you have a friend and he desperately wants to become more religious. I think, again, our instinct is there's only one choice. You either become a Jew or, you know, you stay who you are. You know, stay as a Christian, stay as a Muslim, stay, you know, whatever. So it turns out that's wrong. Okay. Here's the Rambam, source number 4 in Perek Chet Halacha Yud of Hilchos Malachim. He says as follows: Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil haTorah v'haMitzvot ela liYisrael. Maimad Har Sinai was a unique experience, but only for the Jews. It was not intended for anybody else. And the pasuk says, Morasha kihilat Yaakov. It is an inheritance for us. Who else might it be an inheritance to? So the Rambam says, in addition, Ulechal harotze lehitgayer mishar haumot. If somebody wants to convert, if somebody wants to be a ger tzedek, so tayag mitzvahs now apply to them as well. Shenemar kachem kager. Once a person converts, he is exactly like us in all ways. So should we try to do this to other people? No. So the Rambam says, Aval misha lo rotze, ein kofin oto lekabel Torah u'mitzvot. We are under no obligation to coerce or force anybody else to keep tayag mitzvos. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu piagvura lachofet kol ba'ei ha'olam lekabel mitzvot shenitztavu b'nei Noach. However, says the Rambam, it's not as if we don't care about the rest of humanity. The Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not clear exactly what mitzvah that would be. And that is to force as much as possible every Gentile to accept the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach, to become what is known as today Noahides. Or if you look it up on the internet, there are these communities in the South of Noahides, right? They keep the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And you know what happens if you don't keep the Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach? V'chol mi shelo yikabel, yehareg. There's no place in the world for people who don't either keep Taryag Mitzvos or keep Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Now, what happens if you accept the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach? It turns out it's a really good thing. V'hamekabel otam hu hanikra ger toshav b'chol makom. The Rambam says, if you accept the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach, you have the status of a ger toshav. It's interesting to note, it's the same word. If you convert to Judaism, you're a ger. We like to call you a ger tzedek. If you accept upon yourself the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach, as you're obligated to do if you're Ben Noach, you're called a ger toshav. It's as if there are two choices. There are two types of gerim in the world. For, you know, if you're a Gentile, there are two choices you could make. Ger tzedek, which makes you a part of the Jewish people. Ger toshav, which is all God wants of you. Okay? But the ger toshav thing comes with, I'll just mention now, most people think ger toshav only applies to Gentiles who live in the land of Israel, you know, because they have permission to live there because they're ger toshav. It's substantively the exact same thing if a person lives in Tel Aviv and accepts the Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach if he's not Jewish, or he lives in Ohio. Okay, the ger toshav is a technical term for those who live in Israel, but it's the same term. Okay, now what's the technicality? Says the Rambam, b'tzarich lekabel alav bifnei shlosha chaverim. The ger toshav, the Gentile, has to accept upon himself Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach in front of a quasi bezdin. What does this look like? It's a form of gerus.
Gerus.
If you want to be a ger, you know, if you want to be a Jew, you want to be a ger tzedek, so you have to go to a real bezdin. If you want to be a ger toshav, you can do it in front of three people, kind of like, you know, hataras nedarim that we do in front of three people on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? So you start to get the sense that Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach is not a technicality. God created a world, and everybody in the world is obligated to worship God and to keep a set of laws. We got the longer version. Okay, great. We're the chosen people. But Goyim also got something, and they have to stand in front of a bezdin and accept their mitzvos. And the Rambam continues.
So Eli, that means unlike us, each non-Jew has to positively accept it. In other words, if the father is a Noahide, the kid is not automatically one?
I think that that's right. I'm unaware of how you could, well, we'll read the next Rambam, then you'll tell me what you think. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol hamikabel sheva mitzvos v'nizhar la'asotan hareze mechasidei umot ha'olam. Right, newsflash. Chasidei umot ha'olam is not a term that was invented to describe Poles, the handful of Poles who saved Jews during the Holocaust. It existed before. Right? A person who accepted Zion Mitzvah Bnei Noach is mechasidei umot ha'olam. V'yesh lo chelek la'olam haba. That's unbelievable, right? It's easier for them. I don't think if any of us keeps all seven, you know, we skate into Olam Haba. But if you're a guy, you're locked out. You get to go to Olam Haba because you kept seven on one condition. V'hu sheyikabel otan v'ya'aseh otan mipnei shetziva bohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. V'hodienu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. Brahma can't resist sticking in Moshe. Shebnei Noach mikodem nitztavu bohem. Says the Rambam, to be one of the chasidei umot ha'olam, you can't do it because you're moral. That's not enough. You have to do it because you recognize that there's a God, and the Rambam sticks in here, I don't know if everybody would agree, that God told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell everybody that the Zayin mitzvahs bnei Noach that were given, you know, at the beginning of the Torah apply today. And that they have to be accepted by a person who acknowledges, I suppose, that God created the world and God gave the Torah to the Jewish people and he didn't give it to me. But from me, he asked observance of seven mitzvos. And I'm going to observe those seven mitzvos because God commanded me to do it, not because I reached a conclusion on my own that I would be a more moral, more well-developed person if I did it. Okay, now here, Jack, you just point out, the Rambam doesn't really talk about a formal acceptance in front of a sort of a fake bezdin of Shlosha Chaverim. So it's hard to know how seriously he takes it. I assume the Rambam doesn't think you really need a formal trip to bezdin. But again, it has to be the case that you're, you know, it's not just, it happens to be you never ate Abram and Achai, as none of us ever have. It has to be that you understand that you're doing this because it's what God wants of you. It's a level, you know, what it tells us is it's not either or. There is a religious system that God created that doesn't have 613 mitzvos, but it exists. And now the Rambam, in case we didn't get it, tells us clearly. Aval im asa'an mipnei hechrei hadat. But let's say you're just an exceptionally moral person, and so you've decided on your own that Zayin mitzvos are not something you're going to violate. Says the Rambam, Ein zeger toshav ve'eino mechasidei umot ha'olam. My girsa in the Bar Ilan says, v'lo mechachamehem. Almost certainly the real girsa is ve'eino mechasidei umot ha'olam, ela mechachamehem. Right? You're not chasidei umot. The Rambam says, you're smart. You're moral. You figured it out on your own. That's true. But you're not one of the chasidei umot ha'olam because you're not religious. Zayin mitzvos bnei Noach is not an attempt to get Gentiles to behave a certain way, or certainly that's part of it. But it's a way to get Gentiles to buy into the fact that God created the world and that God wants them to live a certain way. It's true. It's less than what he asks of us. Or said a different way, it's different than what he asks of us. There's an overlap, but it's not exactly the same. For example, if a Jew steals, okay, he's chayv makos, he's chayv other things. If a guy steals, he's chayv misa. Okay, the halacha is that the punishment, it's really easy, the punishment for all the Zayin mitzvos bnei Noach is death. Via Saif. Okay, it's like, I don't know if anybody used to ever read the comic strip The Far Side. One of my favorite ones is like a picture of a guy and he's reading a book, and you know, on one column it says all these things that could go wrong with a horse. You know, he breaks his leg, he gets a fever, and next to each one it says the treatment: shoot the horse, shoot the horse, shoot the horse. And underneath it says, Paul found equine medicine to be quite easy. Okay? There's no lumdus in Zion, Mrs. Bnei Noach. You get killed for every single one of them. That's always the punishment. It's not the punishment for Jews who violate them, but it's the punishment for Gentiles.
Ellie, according to this, every believing Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Evangelical, and whatever is one of the Hasidei Umos HaOlam.
Ah, I don't think so. If Shituf is Avodah Zarah, if belief in the Trinity is Avodah Zarah, they're in big trouble. It's much more likely that...
All right, so take out the Catholics, but you can leave the Protestants in.
Okay, I knew you liked the Protestants. Better to do the Muslims, right? I think it's much more likely
that
they may get in. Now, the question is, and maybe this is what got the Rambam worked up about the Moshe thing versus Muhammad. The Rambam wants them to acknowledge that God created the world, gave the Torah to the Jews, and gave them a different system. It's hard to know, but you might be right. You might be right. It would be frustrating if they all get into Olam Haba, and I don't, at least.
Ellie?
Okay.
If you could repeat just the concept that the punishment is so much greater on the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach than to B'nai Yisrael.
Yeah, so that's the fact. Why that is, I suppose you could say, look, if you only have seven, don't worry. We have plenty more things that we could be Chayav Misa for. And Gil Arias and Shvichas Dama Avodah Zarah, we are Chayav Misa, right? Ever Minachai, we're not Chayav Misa. Berachas Hashem, depending on the context, we are Chayav Misa. Gezel, almost certainly we're not. Dinim, we're certainly not. We could discuss why it is that their punishment is stronger. My sense is, again, if you only have a few of them, the halacha is simple. Maybe the better way to say it is a Ben Noach who violates one of the Zion Mitzvot Ben Noach is rejecting the totality of Zion Mitzvot Ben Noach and then indirectly rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Who carries out the punishment?
Yeah,
we'll get to that, or it's just theoretical. What's the difference? If somebody, God forbid, plants on Shabbos nowadays, he's Chayav Misa. Okay, there is no Bezdin. It doesn't change the fact that he's Chayav Misa.
There's a different modern context to this. Are they subjugated to the Sanhedrin, or their own court system can implement it? Because then the death.
So the answer is, we'll come to it in a second. The answer is that dinim is a mitzvah for them. They are supposed to set up a court system. If they don't, we are. We'll come to it in a second because it plays out. I'll just say now, it's not a theoretical thing. It plays out in the story of Shimon and Levi and the massacre at Shechem. We'll get there in one second. Let's look at a really fascinating halacha, which I think most people don't think about, where the Rambam says it's different for a guy than for a Jew. Source number 5. Here's the Rambam again in Hilchos Malachim, the 9th parak. Ben Noach Shaharag Nefesh. Okay, a Gentile who kills. Afilu Ubar Bimei Imo Neheragalav. Ubar Bimei Imo is what we call an abortion. Now, we all know that an abortion is not murder in halacha. It's in most circumstances, it's usur, but it's not murder. But fascinating, the Rambam says, for a Ben Noach, the definition of murder is expanded to include abortion. Similarly, v'cheinim harag treifa, he killed somebody who's going to die anyway. Basically, he caused his death. All things that are not technical misa for Jews, he is chayav misa. And the Rambam says, then masha ein kein be Yisrael. So you couldn't miss the fact that Jews are prohibited from killing, Gentiles are prohibited from killing. But the definition of killing for a Gentile is much broader than the definition of killing for a Jew, which leads to these things come up in interesting tshuvos. Is it right if somebody has to do an abortion, should it be the Jewish doctor and not the Gentile doctor? Because for the Jewish doctor, it's not murder, it's something less. For the Gentile doctor, it is. Okay, all fascinating, but certainly this is a really, really obvious example of where murder applies under Tayag Mitzvos and under Zion Mitzvot Bnei Noach. But fascinatingly, the definition of murder under Zion Mitzvot Bnei Noach is broader than the one that we have, with the most famous example being abortion. Now, how does it play out in terms of, you know, enforcement? That's the question that was asked. So let's go to Parshas Vayeshev or Vayishlach. I don't know. Let's go there. The pasuk says, "Vayanu bnei Yaakov." Right? There's a tragedy that happens. Shechem and his son Hamor, you know, kidnap and rape Dinah, and then they come to make peace. "Vayanu bnei Yaakov et Shechem veet Hamor aviv bimirma vayidaberu asher timei et Dinah achotam." That's the story. Now, if it never bothered you, it bothers the Ramban. The Ramban. In source number 7, the Ramban says, "V'rabim yishalu, ve'eich asu b'nei Yaakov hatzadikim hama'aseh hazeh lishpoch dam naki." Ramban, and as a Shimon and Levi, how could they have massacred a whole town? It seems like the town didn't do anything wrong. And then the Ramban quotes. Then the Ramban quotes the Ramban, which we'll read in source number 8. Again, it's in our section that we've been learning in the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam says, "V'keitzad mitzuvim heim al hadinim." What is the seventh of the Zion Mitzvot Bnei Noach mean? What are dinim? Says the Rambam, "Chayavim lahoshiv dayanim v'shoftim b'chol plach uplach ladun b'sheish mitzvot eil." The answer is that the seventh mitzvah is the enforcement by Gentiles of the other six. Ula hazhir et ha'am. There needs to be a system where people are told, these are the mitzvot bnei Noach, and we are going to enforce them. Now, ben Noach sha'avar alachat misheva mitzvot elu yehareg b'sayif. What's the punishment for anybody who violates any of the Zion mitzvot bnei Noach? The answer is, you're killed b'sayif. You're decapitated. Umi pnei zeh, says the Rambam, nitchayvu kol ba'alei Shechem hariga. That's why Shimon and Levi massacred all of Shechem. Sharei Shechem gazal. Shechem kidnapped Dina. Vehem ra'u v'yadu v'lo danuhu. Nobody punished him. Nobody prosecuted him. Uben Noach neherag be'ed echad u'bedayon echad b'lo hasra'a. Va'al pi krovin. Ben Noach can be killed on the testimony of one witness, even if he was related. Okay, we'll leave the rest out. It doesn't matter for now. But the fact of the matter, says the Rambam, the answer to the Ramban's question, how did Shimon and Levi massacre the town, is they were all chayv misa. Why were they all chayv misa? Because they were all in violation of the last of the Zion mitzvot bnei Noach, namely dinim, which requires you to establish a court system and to prosecute violators. Okay? So it's a great answer to the question, and it reveals the Rambam's real shita in terms of dinim. The Ramban rejects the Rambam for a number of reasons. The main one, says the Ramban, is that's what you needed. He said they were all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They were all, you know, rapists. They were all, the Rambam needs to find some technicality that they didn't set up a court system. That's why they were chayiv misa. As it happens, the Ramban has a much broader definition of the seventh mitzvah of dinim. And some people think that for the Ramban, it basically includes all of Choshen Mishpat. We'll just look quickly. So the Ramban, "Valdati adinim shemonu libnei noach mishavah mitzvah shalohem einan lahoshiv dayanim b'chol plach u'plach bilvad." It's not just setting up a court system. "Aval tziva otam b'dinei gneiva v'ona'a v'oshek u'schar sachir b'dinei ashomim v'ones u'mufat." This is basically just a table of contents to Choshen Mishpat. For the Ramban, dinim means basically, you know, all civil law, relationships between neighbors and things like that. They're all covered in dinim. Now, I don't think the Ramban would say that, you know, every single one of these becomes a chi of misa. It's hard to know. But the Ramban expects much more of Gentiles than does the Rambam. The Ramban expects them to have sort of a civilized world in which they deal with you know, the issues that any civilized world would deal with, at least monetarily. Okay. Now let's look at something interesting. We've answered the question. It seems like there are two sets of laws. We understand that Zayin Mitzvah Benoach are Chayiv Misa. What do we do with phrases in Chazal like Goy Sheshavas, Chayiv Misa? Right? If a guy kept Shabbos, he's Chayiv Misa. Goy Shalomat Torah, Chayiv Misa. So here you see how cool it is in the Rambam. Source number 10, again, we're in Hilchos Malachim, this time in Perek Yud. The Rambam says, Akum She'osak B'Torah Chayiv Misa. Rather, Lo Ya'asok Ela B'Sheva Mitzvot Shelahem Bilvad. So interesting, the Rambam doesn't say a guy can't learn Torah. The Rambam says a guy can only learn Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Now here, he would really luck out if we pass him like the Ramban. He could learn all of Mishpatim. He could learn a bunch of parshiyos in the Torah because there's a lot of stuff going on. Okay, similarly, V'chein akum sheshavas afilu biyom imos hachol. A guy who keeps Shabbos, even on Wednesday, im asa'ula atzmo kimo Shabbos, chayiv misa. If he thinks he's keeping Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. V'ein tzoich lomar im asamo eid latzmo. Similarly, if he makes his own yantav, klolo shel davar. And here it's really interesting. Ein manichin otan lechadesh dat v'la'asot mitzvot la'atzman mida'atan. Says the Rambam, Goyim can't add things to Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach because then they're creating their own religion. Ella, O Yihyeh Ger Tzedek V'yikabel Kol HaMitzvot, O Ya'amod B'Torato V'lo Yosef V'lo Yigra. Fascinating. The Rambam says it's an Isser Bal Tosif to Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not too much. But here you really see it. It's binary, says the Rambam. There are two ways to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ger Tzedek, Ger Toshav. That's it. There's no such thing as creating a religion that has not just Zayin Mitzvot, but 10 more. Right? If you had asked me, I'll finish reading. Bim Asak Batorah, O Shavas, O Chidesh Davar, Makin Oto V'Onshin Oto. And a cool line. Umodiin Oto, Shehu Chayav Mita Alze, Aval Eino Neherag. No idea. You tell the guy, you know, you're Chayav Misa. We're not going to kill you, but you're Chayav Misa. Okay, it means, you know, there are references in Halacha to a Chayav Misa that should not be taken literally. Right? You know, the Rambam says, Akum She'asak Batorah Chayav Misa. Then in the end, he says, I suppose Chayav Misa. But Lemaisa, we don't kill him. We only kill people for the Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach. But it's the in-between thing that really fascinates me. If you asked me, I would have said, okay, Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach, that's the minimum that God demands of all human beings. And to be clear again, he demands it of all human beings. You can't opt out. Okay, Lemaisa, we don't have the power, but the Rambam says, La'asid Lavo, when we have the power, it's not just that a person who doesn't accept Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach can't live in the land of Israel, even in its expanded borders, La'asid Lavo. Rambam says he can't live anywhere. A person who doesn't keep Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach is Chayiv Misa for not keeping the Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach. It's not voluntary. Okay, great. But I still would have thought, how nice is it? This guy decided that Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach is not enough. Now, Taryag Mitzvot is too much. The guy loves eating Basar B'Chalav. So he can't do Taryag Mitzvot. But what's so bad about keeping Shabbos? Right? What's so bad about keeping Yontif? What's so bad about learning Torah? So there's something interesting going on here. I have two suggestions, neither of which I'm convinced is true, but I think of the two, the second one is better. The first is, it might undermine our religion, right? If you meet a guy who keeps, you know, 250 mitzvos, or he keeps all the ones that he likes, so all of a sudden maybe you have Jews going, okay, you know, I don't like shatness. I don't understand shatness. Yibum offends me. You know, I'm bothered by a lot of things in the Torah. So no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's nothing in between. But I think the reason there's nothing in between is because that's not religion. If you pick and choose, if you say, you know what, there's a lot of really nice things in this religion, I'm going to keep the ones that speak to me. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's not religion. That's some form of morality. That's what you're creating. You know, you're creating something that you like, and you think to yourself that that makes you more religious, but it doesn't. And so, you know, the two approaches really are limited. Just like we have Baal Tosef, right? Somebody gets up and says, you know what would be great? This new mitzvah that I just thought of. I just thought of this new mitzvah, everybody thinks it's a lovely idea. No, it's Baal Tosef. Why is it Baal Tosef? Because the Torah is not just lovely and moral. At core, the Torah are commandments that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we can improve on it, it means we don't believe that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is perfect. And I'll go a step further. I think Gentiles are supposed to believe that for them, Zayin Mitzvah Bnei Noach is right. It's moral. It forces them to believe in the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they live their lives that way. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, if it's not enough for you, fine, be a Ger Tzedek. But there's nothing in between. And going back to the other case, I really think the idea of Zion versus Bnei Noach, the idea of a universal morality, is what we're supposed to be pushing. You know, I think about it in terms of, you know, Christian fundamentalists really, you know, push what we'll call Christian halacha on everybody. Don't know. Really don't know. The abortion one, which is obviously like the biggest one going on now, it's interesting, you know. It's obvious that we don't share a definition of abortion with Christians, but it turns out that's just true for us. For them, it really is murder. So, you know, it might affect the approach that the organized Jewish community or the frum community has to the issue of abortion. One more halacha, and then we'll wrap up. Source number 11, again, we're still in Perek Yod of Hilchos Malachim. This really ties into a more interesting phenomenon in Israel now of conversions. Says the Rambam, Ben Noach Shen Nisgayer Umal V'Taval. Okay? A Gentile who is now, we'll say he's a Ger Tzedek. Okay? He converted, he got a bris mila, and he went to mikvah. Va'achar kach rotza lachzor me'acharei Hashem v'lihiyot ger tosha bilvad kishayah mikodem. Then the guy says, you know what? I made a big mistake. It's too much for me. I should have stayed a ger tosha. Life was better then. Says the Rambam, Ein shom in lo, we don't listen to him. Elo yihiyek ki Yisrael l'chol davar o yehareg. Says the Rambam, no, once you're a ger, you're a ger. There's no such thing as changing your mind. Just like we, none of us, can opt out of Judaism, a ger becomes a regular Jew, and there's no way out, there's no opt out. Just short rant. You know, nowadays, everything, you know, the Haredim know better than the Rambam. Here's a guy who says, I made a mistake, I don't want to keep halacha. They would say, okay, let's undo your gerus. They like to be, you know, to undo Geirim Lemafreya, something that never existed in the history of our religion. The Rambam here says, you know, there's no such thing. Now, they would have said, oh, it must mean that he never meant it. Okay, for the Rambam, there's no way out. But here's the other part that's going on now. Vimhaya katan kishihit biluhu bezdin, right? We do take kitanim and convert them al das bezdin. So what's the deal? So at his bar mitzvah or har bat mitzvah, yachol limchot b'sha'ashi yagdil v'yihye ger toshav bilvat. So it's true. A guy at his bar mitzvah who was converted at his bris, or when he was an infant, can stand up and say, I don't accept it. But if he doesn't, says the Rambam, v'kevan shalom micha b'sha'ato, but if he doesn't object to it at his bar mitzvah, shuv eino mocha, from that moment on, there's no getting out. and he is a Ger Tzedek. You know, one of the ways that's discussed now in Israel of dealing with the problem of Russians who are not Jewish, lahalacha, is to convert them when they're children, right? And then at their bar mitzvah, they won't reject it, and then they'll be Jewish. That's just a side point. But here you see that the Rambam really views there are two models of Avodas Hashem. One is being a Ger Tzedek. One is being a Ger Toshav. And again, there's nothing in between. They are two forms of Avodas Hashem, both of which are mandatory, you know, for that group. Which is, again, fascinating. You know, if one of us goes to Shamayim, La'achar Me'eva Esrim, we don't get to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait, why are those guys getting into Gan Eden? I was firmer than them. The answer is, we have one system of law. They have another system of law. We're supposed to obey our system of law. They're supposed to obey theirs. But the fact of the matter is, and I think the point that most of us miss, it just doesn't come up that often, is we really are supposed to be trying to get people, Gentiles, or maybe even, you know, Christians or Catholics, and to keep Zion Mitzvah Bnei Noach. There are people, of course, Chabad has been out there trying to do this. You know, there are communities like that, but it's as big a mitzvah as there is. The idea, you know, in Israel, it feels like sort of gerus or nothing. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But in America, that's certainly not true. And the idea, you know, of speaking to people and trying to get them to obey Zion Mitzvah Bnei Noach and trying to get them to acknowledge that there is one God and he created the world and he makes demands, or say this way, the God of the Jews makes demands of non-Jews. I think that was a given from the time, you know, of Adam HaRishon and Noach, and it's something we've lost recently. It's something I think, you know, we think of ourselves as being chosen because we are, and if we're chosen, they're rejected. I think the answer is no. You don't have to see Gentiles as being rejected. They have a different path. It's true that their path doesn't involve chosenness and it has much less than we do, but they have a path also. And we should respect it. And where possible, we should promote it. All right. That's all I got on Zion Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Have a great, great week, everybody.
Wow.